You got any land that you might have to plow late in the spring? You know, maybe be overflowed with water?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, the place where you raise your grass and stuff.
It's a flat place just like out in here. It's a flat place. All I do is fence and all keep cows from getting on it.
Yeah. Back down there, you know, there may be some place where there's land with a lot of water standing in it.
Yeah, sir. Well, that's on Mr. Yeah, I got little ditches on there. When it rained, and about the next day after a rain, you can go to work.
Was it those ditches, are they dug?
No, see that. When I bought this place, I bought it for just that way. Well, I kept them open. I don't know where they put the ditch, work the way through there. I believe they work the way through.
Yes.
Because the fellow wasn't able to pay his rent, I know he wasn't interested in digging no ditches or nothing. And that's why I got this land. The two families wasn't here, wasn't able to pay the rent. I don't think the rent was over Bale of Cotton of Tea.
Well, you call them places what?
What?
Them places, you know, that might be kind of overflowed with water a lot of the time?
Yes. Well, we don't have that.
Yes.
We don't have that.
You know, when you lived over around Leslie, were there any places over there maybe that would have trees, you know, standing in them and they have water in it a lot of the time?
Yes. I lived at Leslie then when I moved here, I moved from Smithville.
Where's Smithville?
That's right off from Leslie Place.
What kind of land did they have around there?
They had good land. That's where I was when I entered this place. It was good, loamy sandy land. Some of it was black sandy land.
You got any of that gumbo land?
What that sawmill land?
Yeah, well, buckshot, you know?
No, sir.
Well, you know, those kind of places that would have water in it a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know that.
What'd you call that?
We just call it matching place.
A mash?
Yeah, that's all we call it.
Tell me, can you describe it to me, what it was like? Was there any land like that near you, or is there any around here?
No, sir, I don't know none around here.
Would you ever go hunting in there or anything?
Yeah, sir. We more or less catch beaver, some tree or beaver. I'm trying to couldn't catch them. For nothing, didn't bang around the run, cut every dog you get. Get in there.
And you caught them where?
We find them in there. This matching land. See, when I stayed at Smithfield, a piece like that in the swamp. The grass would grow that tall in it.
That tall?
That tall and these lilies, have these lilies around it. You ever see these white lilies being there? And that's why you could catch frogs.
What kind of frog?
Bullfrog.
What kind of other frogs you got?
Well, these little toad frogs. These bullfrog bellows.